talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-944-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And going right to the front lines of history in the making. Lots to talk about today, but I'll tell you, there's one development here in Wisconsin that's kind of incrementally showing how the Republican Party and possibly the state, pushed by them, is drifting towards authoritarianism. This is the state of Fighting Bob La Follette. We've talked before about how the Republican Party is now proposing to eliminate your right to vote for state treasurer, secretary of state, superintendent of public instruction, and lieutenant governor. All of those under their proposal would be appointed by the governor. And if it were a Scott Walker, you know what this state would look like. There's also a proposal in the Republican legislature to either cancel or make a beauty contest out of the Democratic, strike that, out of the presidential election, not the Democratic and Republican primaries, the presidential election itself in November. Somebody could win that 2-1, but if the Republican gerrymandered legislature wanted to appoint 10 other electors for the defeated candidate, they could. We know all that, but here is some of the way it happens at more of an insidious local level. Yesterday, the Racine County Sheriff, Christopher Schmeling, put out a press release saying that 5 of the 6 Wisconsin election commissioners should be charged with felonies. I've looked at the press release. The felonies he describes are all spinoffs of election fraud of some sort. And they all relate to one circumstance. And that is that nursing facilities and old age homes in Racine County, one in particular, during COVID wouldn't let in people from the state to bring in ballots by hand. But what happened before that in these old age homes, nursing homes, people from the Elections Commission would bring in the ballots, hand them out to people, and they'd fill them out. And they could either mail them back themselves, or the fellow from the state, I suppose, would collect them and bring them back. But there's a provision that there's an act of God, in this case, a disease, where nobody could go in those homes. Husbands couldn't visit their wives. Wives couldn't visit their husbands. Children could not visit their grandma. You saw that all over the country. These people are very vulnerable. If COVID got in there, it could have wiped out a big bunch of that old age home. So the Wisconsin Election Commission met, and they voted 6-0. Remember, on the Wisconsin Election Commission, there are 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans. 6-0 to mail the ballots into that home. They were mailed in, folks that got them filled them out and sent them back, and everything was fine. When Trump lost the election, there's some people, especially in law enforcement, were angry. They wanted Trump to win. And they are abusing their official positions by right now claiming fraud fraudulently. There was no fraud there. The attorney general has said it's a publicity stunt. But it really goes beyond this, because one of the six commissioners who had voted in the 6-0 vote to mail the ballots in because people couldn't go in to physically hand them out. There's no difference between handing them out and mailing them, and you get them in the mail. There's a guy named Bob Spindell. And curiously, the Racine sheriff did not suggest that there be felony charges against Bob Spindell, even though he was one of the 6 who voted 6-0 to mail the ballots in. And why was that? Because Bob Spindell is full frontal 24/7 Trump. And when he realized that Trump had lost the election, because remember when they were being mailed in, everybody thought, okay, my candidate will win the election. This is great. Bob Spindell was one of 10 people who posed as state electors, met in the Capitol, and sent a fraudulent document into the Senate, signed by all of them, saying that they were the real electors. That was a forgery. That was false. Because Biden won the election, the governor set up a meeting in a conference room in the Capitol, elsewhere in the Capitol, and 10 electors were elected, were committed to Joe Biden. That's the way it works. I was an elector at one time when I was chairman of the state Democratic Party. In other words, each party puts up a slate of electors. And if their candidate wins, those electors are sent in to the Senate. The other party wins, their electors are sent in to the Senate. Well, there is now a motion and an action in front of the Election Commission to discipline Bob Spindell for doing this. He's on the Election Commission, and he was a fake elector. He posed as a Republican elector. There were no Republican electors because Trump lost the election in Wisconsin. And he was one of the ones that signed this fake document. He shouldn't be on the commission. It used to be that we had a nonpartisan commission. Now, because the Republicans under Walker insisted that be partisan, it's 3-3. 3-3, but a guy like Spindell is really a malignant tumor on that commission. He's not honest about this. That thing he signed is false. The SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, a great union, I know a lot of those folks are very good folks, have asked Spindell to recuse himself from voting on whether he should be disciplined for being part of this fraudulent scheme. Now, you'd think that that's a no-brainer. I mean, really, you don't have to be a lawyer. You'd think that that was a no-brainer. In other words, if you're a judge and say the state bar or the discipline authorities are examining whether you did something wrong and should be disciplined, you should not be the judge on that matter. I mean, that seems, how no-brainer can you get? And this idiot is saying, no, I'm not stepping down. I'm going to vote on it. I'm going to vote on whether I did something wrong. And by the way, I don't think I did anything wrong. And this clown sheriff from Racine then comes out and puts out a press release saying that five of them should be, the five that are going to be voting on this thing, in addition to Spindell, should be charged with felonies for voting to mail absentee ballots into this old age home, nursing home, instead of sending people in. And since they were barred because of COVID, it was wrong to let the old folks vote. Now, that is not the function of a sheriff. Let me tell you something. And I'll give him some advice that is, he hasn't asked me for, I'm going to give it anyway. If you put out a press release as opposed to a confidential referral from your office and say five people committed felonies, that's libel. You can get sued for libel. And there's a 2-year statute of limitations on libel in Wisconsin. It's in writing. You sent it out. You falsely said that five people committed felonies. That was false. And you should be liable for what you did. Now, the reason he may not be sued for libel is that the people that he's attacking, the five people on the Elections Commission, have good reputations, several have law practices. It'd be very hard for them to show damages. But I think that it might be a good idea to consider that option. If a sheriff thinks that a felony has been committed, he or she can refer that to the district attorney. They don't put out press releases. They'll send a memorandum or call the district attorney, or more likely send over the documents and make the recommendation. usually this has to do with a normal crime or an actual crime, not a fake thing like this. But if a sheriff sends out a press release saying that Joe Blow committed a murder and they got the wrong guy, he will be sued for libel. Law enforcement has got to stop interfering on behalf of the Republican Party in their official duties. Down in Texas, in San Marco, Texas, when a Biden bus was being harassed by Trump people and almost rammed and run off the road, the local police laughed and said, "We're not going out there to escort a bus." If a police department refuses to intervene to stop a crime because of the political persuasions of the people, they should be removed from their positions and a grand jury should be convened. This is not Russia. This is not Belarus. This is not a jihadist country. This is not Asia, and this is not Africa. This is the United States. They took an oath to uphold the law regardless of who the victim and the perpetrator were. This thing with the Racine sheriff and the clown Bob Spindell and the Election Commission is wrong. Spindell is part of a fraudulent effort to misrepresent the electors from the state of Wisconsin. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.